I got a good thing with all my coaxes off of them, and that's all kind of my other ones here, they got balance, there's chokes at both ends and stuff, so it doesn't back up and all that good stuff.
Yeah, I was at field day this year, and this one ham, I forget his call sign, but he had a two-way switch put in going to his antenna from his radio. Another line went to his MFJ tuner. So when he would change frequencies, he would flip the switch, and then he would use the tuner to set his his MFJ 945, and he had tuned his antenna, and then he had switched off from the antenna tuner back to his radio, and then worked the station. That way he was never keying up over the air. I saw that, and I said, well, everybody needs to learn this trick.
Making Genesee County Radio great again. W8CMN.
I don't know. There's stuff out there, you know. People play around and they dink around with stuff and they come up with some good ideas and that. And you go, okay, you know, you put that down and you try it and it doesn't work for you. Sometimes everything works great for somebody, you know, it just happens to work right, you know. But it's like everything, you know. There's anything, you know, just. Some days it works good for it. It could be perfect thing. Things since pizza. But then all of a sudden, you know, you get it and you try it and how come it don't work, you know? You don't have the right equipment and or the same equipment or something wrong with the different antenna and, you know, you're not grounded right, you know? Like, heck, I've got the ground rod here. I've got two ground points. Got it, one at the north tower and one at the house. And then I got a wire running to the fence line. I put those fence posts in pretty deep. So the fence is grounded too.